We are less than a week away from the start of the regular season. And if you have mentioned that with regard to the NBA, whenever it's come up in conversation, good for you. That would put you in the minority because this entire situation involving China has been, I'd say, it's pretty fair to say, Ashley, the entire conversation almost and of not, this preseason.
I would say not even just in basketball. Yeah. I would say this is bleeding into other sports.
Ramifications everywhere. Howard, great to have you on this morning. I mean, the latest is that LeBron James is speaking out on this, and we're trying to get a sense here. Is this a league mandate? Is the league hunkering down and trying to proliferate the message to players, or is this LeBron acting out of his own interests? Because, I mean, while the league stands to make billions and billions over the years from China, guys like LeBron James and other players stand to make millions and millions selling shoes and other paraphernalia in that massive country.
Well, they're all in business there, and that, of course, doesn't make the NBA unique. There are, you know, dozens, maybe hundreds of U.S. businesses, and I'm sure from other nations as well, doing business in China. The NBA just happens to do its business very much publicly and, you know, therefore has to answer for its entanglements there more often than, say, Starbucks or Disney or Nike or anyone else, because those folks aren't out in front of TV cameras every day. So I don't think the NBA is in some sort of unique position here in terms of its business relationships in China at the league level, at the team level, at the player level. So they all have to be somewhat cognizant of what comes with that, the ramifications that come with that, the complexities that come with that. It just never came up before front and center for them until Daryl Morey's tweet. And that set off a whole chain of events and obviously, you know, literally triggered an international incident. And I think that once that international incident was occurring in front of them, it forced, you know, folks in the NBA and players and coaches, everybody else, to confront it in a much more public way that they, I don't think, really were prepared for. And, you know, at a certain point, once these things started to unfold, there was not going to be any good answer. There was not going to be any good way to deal with this. And if people want to say, well, they should have just said that, you know, China is guilty of human rights abuses and of cracking down on Hong Kong protesters, and therefore they should just pull out of China. Well, okay, that's fine. That's a nice, easy, clean answer. I don't know if it's very realistic. And if we're going to demand that of the NBA, should we then demand that of Nike, Disney, Starbucks, and everybody else?
Do you think it had the same impact coming from the Houston Rockets general manager as opposed to, say, maybe another general manager on a different team?
It's a great question. You know, the Rockets have a unique status or standing in China, or at least did prior to that tweet, because Yao Ming played for the Rockets. And Yao Ming's a national icon in China, and the Rockets had become essentially China's national team for as far as basketball goes. That, you know, the affinity and popularity was unmatched. So, you know, Daryl Morey tweeting that might be different than if the general manager of the Indiana Pacers or anybody else had done it. I can't be certain. You know, what sets off the Chinese government? I mean, not for me to be able to predict. I mean, I to be honest, there's still a part of me that is shocked at how far this thing went at all. You know, why does the Chinese government care that Daryl Morey tweeted about Hong Kong? I mean, you know, if that had come from U.S. government officials who would then be seen as meddling in China's state affairs, if that tweet had come from, you know, LeBron James and they wanted to punish LeBron by killing all the business deals he had, like, okay, that I understand. But China reacting to the general manager of one NBA team and having it impact all of their business with the NBA the way it did struck me as just slightly disproportional to the tweet itself, especially since it was down after 5 minutes.
And maybe a little opportunistic as well.
Well, and authoritarian regimes have a tendency to do that for show, right, Howard?
I mean, yes, I suppose. But it's still, you know, of all the things to set them off about their sovereignty and about, you know, who should say what about the way that they run their country. It felt very extreme. But yes, you do, fair point that you make. Authoritarians tend to dabble in extremities.
With Howard Beck, senior NBA writer for Bleacher Report, this is Leadoff with Ashley, Ziggy, and Scotty Max, Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
So, Howard, just a little while ago, you mentioned there are no good answers, really. You're going to be in a tough position no matter what you say. There's going to be people that agree with you and people that disagree with you, but that's also just life. But I do think there are bad answers. And for me, I'm going to jump out of my skin, Howard, if I hear another player or coach or someone close to the situation say, oh, I don't really have enough information to comment, because guess what? That tweet came out October 4th. It's now been 12 days. If you wanted to know, you would have known by now. So just say, I have no comment at this time. To me, that excuse has gone in the wings. And I know it's a small thing to nitpick on, but it just seems like you're pandering a little bit.
I see your point. I would just say that maybe we are expecting too much, even in this era of athletes having found their voice on social and political issues. Mm-hmm. We may be asking too much or expecting too much that anything that comes up, we should be able to go to them and say, well, this has been in the news for a while. What do you think? I mean, you know, Turkey, Syria, and the Kurds have been in the news for a good week or so now, too. But I don't expect that anybody's going to be walking up and asking any NBA players about that situation or for expecting them to necessarily be educated on it. And maybe they are. I'm not saying that they aren't.
Maybe Enes Kanter.
I'm not capable of it. I mean, Enes clearly.
Yeah.
But how many, and I'm glad you brought it up. How many of Enes Kanter's teammates do you think are aware? Now, Enes might be talking about it in the locker room. Maybe his guest opinion that he recently wrote for the Boston Globe triggered some curiosity from the rest of that locker room. And actually, there's some very thoughtful guys there, Jaylen Brown in particular, who I think is engaged in the world around him. Mm-hmm. But not everybody is. And that's not just basketball players. It's in our own lives, in our own offices.
Yep.
There are people who pay attention, some who don't. That we go to these guys and ask them about complicated world issues, you know, it's a little bit unfair. And if people want to, again, simplify it and say, hey, you don't have to have investigated much to take a stand on human rights. Well, okay, that's cute. And that's, you know, on some level, true. But come on, there is much more to the situation there. China would certainly tell you there's much more to the situation, that this is not just about protests in Hong Kong. This is about, you know, hundreds of years of imperial rule and all kinds of other things. And once it starts to get into that, you think, well, okay, I see it on its face. There's a human rights issue here, a civil rights issue, a humanitarian issue. But it quickly becomes a much more complicated picture once you start to look into it. And if NBA players don't want to go down that road and step on a rhetorical landmine, yeah, I don't blame them.
Which is, and I see your point, and listen, that goes with any topic. You're not going to go to a new rookie like Zion Williamson or RJ Barrett and ask him about something that happened 20 years ago behind the bench of the San Antonio Spurs and ask them to have a comment on it. I get it. There are situational questions. But when it comes to LeBron James specifically, and he's taken a lot of heat for his back-to-back comments that did not land well because essentially he is being called a hypocrite. Listen, LeBron James does a ton of really great stuff within his community. He opened a damn school, for goodness sake. Like, no one can really say that they've done something like that. But what is clearly happening now is that he's putting his businesses in front of his, maybe his thoughts, maybe his political views. And that's fair. But my problem with the comments that he's made, specifically the one where he said, just because it's your problem, it doesn't mean it's everyone else's problem, is essentially walking back the theory that everyone should be able to take a stand for something, even if it's not something you believe in, there is still merit to speak your mind.
Of course, and LeBron has been at the forefront the last several years of saying that, you know, we as athletes have a right to speak our mind, we should speak our mind, we should be engaged in the world around us, nobody should tell us not to. I would just say that a corollary of that should be, in my mind, and I don't think that he has expressed this as, specifically or as well as he could, but the corollary in my mind is this. It's great that athletes want, whoever, by the way, celebrities, anybody, want to use their platform to push for social change or whatever they think is important in the world. It doesn't obligate them to have an opinion on all issues or to speak on all issues. And, in, you know, LeBron made this point, I think, yesterday in a follow-up, you know, conversation with reporters in L.A., that he has spoken in the past on things that were much nearer and dearer to him, things that he had a much more familiarity with, such as, you know, gun control and police violence and, you know, inner city concerns, because that's what he grew up in. And that he might have a more informed and passionate view on those things than the internal affairs of China is fair. And, you know, again, just because guys have decided to take public stances in the last couple of years, and many of us have praised them for that, it doesn't obligate them to have an opinion and speak it on all issues.
Right. Absolutely. And I would just add on that front, Howard, that his work is not diminished. Opening the school in Akron, Ohio, hugely important. And we need, and I'm saying this as a white man, we need to be very careful about our opinions into areas we're not familiar with. And to suggest that LeBron's work in inner city, predominantly black communities, is in any way diminished because of what he has said, however we feel about it on China in the last 48 hours, is just completely, totally ignorant and erroneous. And the people who spew that opinion are typically people who don't want to hear athletes speak out on anything ever, because they just want their sports and they don't want social issues pushed into their face. Now, my response to that would be, if you don't want athletes, if you don't want celebrities advocating, then would you be willing to listen if somebody acquired a bullhorn on a corner of a street in an inner city and advocated? And my assumption to that would also be, no, you wouldn't be. So it's always a broader thing. Some people just don't want to hear about any of this stuff because they don't ever want to have to encounter it.
Well, some people want their sports to just be pure entertainment and to not ever get, you know, entangled in anything other than the game on the field or on the court. Even though sports and politics and social issues have been intertwined for literally decades or longer. But I think more than that, it's not just that people don't want politics mixed into their sports. It's usually about the specific kinds of politics. It's usually when people object, the people who object the loudest, it's not because they object to you speaking up as an athlete. They're objecting to the particular point of view usually, and it's coming from a particular place. And the people who are pushing back or who are trying to diminish LeBron's past accomplishments, his past stances, the things that he has done in the community, they're doing it for a specific purpose. They're trying to diminish him because they never cared about those things in the first place. And this is just issue of China is an opportunity for them to say, aha, see, he wasn't really that high-minded in the first place, as if not speaking on one issue suddenly negates everything else he's ever done, which is ludicrous. People are doing that. That's sheer political opportunism. And this is coming from largely the same people who didn't want to hear him speak up in the first place.